Hi there, this is Tony Gephardt with World Services for the Blind. And for today's recording, we're going to take a look at the calendar in Microsoft Outlook using JAWS. I'm going to up tab into my Outlook window.
Leaving menus, inbox tony.gephardt23@outlook.com.
Perfect. I'm going to press Control key to shut JAWS up there. And just to make sure I know where I am, I'm going to use that where am I command. Insert T.
Inbox tony.gephardt23@outlook.com.
Okay, cool. It tells me exactly which window I'm in just in case I get a little sidetracked. So we're going to turn JAWS speech rate down just a tad more.
Slower.
Perfect. So I'm in the Microsoft Outlook window and I need to get to my calendar view. First, by doing that, we're going to do Control plus the number 2. So I'm going to hold down Control and tap number 2 and let go.
Calendar tony.gephardt23@outlook.com. Outlook work week view. 6 total events, 9 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. Monday, July 20th, 2020.
Okay, perfect. So we'll get more into the calendar as a whole later down the line, but for this exercise, we're going to create a new appointment. So now that we're on the calendar view, we're going to press Control N.
Control N, untitled appointment, subject edit, type and text, Alt plus U.
Okay, so I'm going to call this test.
Test.
Appointment.
Appointment.
Now I need to press the tab key to get to the next pieces of information that I can add to this appointment so I know exactly what it is when it reminds me later down the line when the appointment is coming up.
Combo box test appointment appointment location edit combo to set the value use the arrow keys or type the value.
Okay, so location, we're just gonna say home.
Okay. Home.
Perfect.
Start date edit mod 7/20/2020 type and text.
Okay, that'll be for today, so we're gonna leave that as is.
Date picker to activate press space bar. Start time edit 9 a.m. type and text.
Okay, I've pressed tabbed a couple times. That says start time is 9 a.m. Now to change that, we can use our arrow keys.
Start time edit 9:30 a.m. This appointment is next to another one on your calendar. Start time, type and text.
So I pressed my down arrow key. That's when I can adjust it. And it goes by 30-minute increments. So I'm going to keep pressing down arrow.
Start time edit 10:30. Start time edit 11 a.m. This appointment, start time edit 11:30 a.m.
Okay, perfect. So it looks like JAWS is telling me that it's not conflicting with one that's already on my calendar, so I think it's safe to use that one.
End date edit mod 7/20/20 date picker to active end time edit 12 p.m. type and text.
Okay, let's end it at 12 o'clock, 30-minute time there.
All day event checkbox not checked, to check press space bar, Alt plus V.
And just to note again, I'm pressing my tab key that's taking me through these elements. I'm going to press tab once more.
Edit.
And now this brings me to an edit field where I can type any extra information for this appointment, you know, any notes that I need to, you know, if I'm going to a party, if I'm going to a business meeting, remember to do this. Or if it's a Zoom conference, I can put the meeting ID right here or a phone number or something of that nature. So we'll just put a phone number here. Remember.
Remember to dial in using the number space left parent. 123, right pair space, left paren. 111 dash.
Okay.
1111.
Perfect. So now all I have to do is press Alt S to save it on my calendar.
Alt S, calendar tony.gephardt23@outlook.com.
And just like that, it's saved to my calendar. Now what'll happen is Microsoft Outlook will send you a reminder letting you know up to 15 to 30 minutes before that event starts. And from there, you will have that notification so you don't forget. So this was creating a calendar event using JAWS on Microsoft Outlook.